The National Book Awards will be announced today. So joining us now is Patrick Henry Bass. He's got predictions and a few, hopefully, surprises, because there have been some, I guess, maybe not huge surprises, but some eyebrow raisers on the list of finalists. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning. I'm holding my crystal ball in front of me.
Patrick is senior books editor at Essence Magazine and, of course, a Takeaway contributor. So let's kind of just go down who some of the favorites are and who will probably win today. And then let's begin with fiction.
Okay, in fiction, who will probably win will be Julia Otsuko for The Buddha in the Attic. But who should win is Jesmyn Ward for Salvage the Bones, which is a heartbreaking story of a family post-Katrina. It's heartbreaking. Well done. But Buddha in the Attic, which is based in fact, is about Japanese war brides who come to America at the turn of the last century and end up in internment camps. Heartbreaking. Both heartbreaking. Both should win. But I really think it's going to go to Julia Otsuko for The Buddha in the Attic.
All right. Not a huge amount of controversy there. And there's actually not a lot over the poetry either. Let's talk about poetry here and who's probably going to win this.
Who should win is Nikki Finney, who will win, I think, is Adrienne Rich, which is the only marquee name outside of book lovers, marquee name. And Adrienne, it would be wonderful for her because this is a collection of some of her best poems from 2007 to 2010, which is just 4 years. But for Adrienne Rich, that's a lifetime. And she's a beloved poet and is long overdue for this recognition.
All right. We're getting some predictions here from Patrick Henry Bass about the National Book Awards, which will be announced today. And there is a little controversy in the nonfiction category.
Yeah, two categories have controversy, nonfiction and young people's fiction. Now, in nonfiction, the two hotly contested books are The Convert, A Tale of Exile and Extremism by Deborah Baker, and also Radioactive, Marie and Pierre Curie, A Tale of Love and Fallout. Notice the word tale in nonfiction because Radioactive is a graphic narrative, not a graphic novel, a graphic narrative of Marie and Pierre Curie's love story. And The Convert, A Tale of Exile and Extremism, is this fascinating story of a middle-class Jewish woman who ended up in Pakistan.
We spoke to her. She converted to Islam while she was in Pakistan.
And the challenge there is that Deborah Baker has taken some of the letters that she sort of condensed the letters. It gets murky, to some. It doesn't make it any less of a riveting nonfiction narrative.
And the other thing is that some people say that a graphic narrative should not be nominated.
Everyone has to get their hands on it. It's powerful. First of all, it really is Radioactive. I mean, when you look at the visuals, there no black and white writing, whether it's on a tablet, whether it's in a book, could capture what Lauren Retness has done in terms of illustrating this love story. It is phenomenal. This is not Griffin and Sabine.
Right.
This is quite powerful.
All right. You said there's controversy in young people's fiction. We only have about 30 seconds left, but it looks here like you're saying the one that should win will win.
Yes, because that's Chang, which was left off of the original nominee. So you have six in the category because I think that the judges announced Shine, but they meant to say Chime by Fran Billingsley.
Right.
And Fran Billingsley, I think, will take this. Deservedly so.
All right. Well, we'll find out how accurate your predictions are. They're usually pretty accurate. Patrick Henry Bass is the senior books editor at Essence Magazine and a Takeaway contributor, talking about the National Book Awards, which will be announced later today. Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.